Hi everyone,
this is Shelley G.
and Vicky Z.
And we are
Two Old Bats in the Belfry.
I don't know about you, Vic, but I consider myself an emotional eater. I eat when I'm happy and I eat when I'm sad. So consequently, dieting has been the bane of my existence for the majority of my life.
Mine too.
You know, name any diet, I've tried it.
Me too.
I've been successful. My husband always says any diet will work if you just follow it. But once you go back to your emotional eating, there we are, right back up there again.
Yes, we are. I have probably lost the equivalent of 3 or 4 people at this point in my life. I'm stacking them in my garage. And I have tried, like you, every single possible diet that's available. The first episode I had that I remember was going to a diet doctor, and I was going to have staples put in my ears because that was where your appetite
I remember point that. That was a big fad.
It was a very big fad. And when I went into the doctor's office, he came in and he weighed about 300 pounds and started talking to me about how much he loves deli. And I thought, what is he doing putting a staple in my ear when he weighs 300 pounds? But
well,
nevertheless,
yes,
I had it done. It was so excruciating. It felt like I'd been shot through the head. And unfortunately,
but you didn't want to eat.
Well, I was trying not to want to eat, but as it turns out, the staple got infected and my whole jaw closed. And I ended up losing 7 pounds because I couldn't eat for the
week.
Well,
there you go.
So there was my diet.
The staple was successful.
The staple was successful, but I did take it out because it was just terribly painful. So that was one thing.
I used to tell the story of the difference between a thin person and a heavy person. A thin person gets on the scale at the end of the weekend and says, oh my God, I gained 0.5 pound. And they go on a diet and they lose 3. A heavy person gets on and at the end of the weekend says, oh, I only gained 3 pounds. That wasn't so bad.
Right. That wasn't so bad. And I have a scale that when I got on it used to say 1 at a time, please. and so I knew that I was probably ready to start another diet program.
I remember back in New York going to one of these weight loss programs. And where was it situated? On top of a Fresh Bagel store. So we would be sitting there.
That's going to help.
And smelling the fresh bagel. So we all made the little pilgrimage after we weighed in and we were so happy that we lost 0.25 pound. We went down and everybody had a bagel.
And gained another pound.
Consequently,
yes.
Diets are the bane of our existence.
I know. And
in our
right.
culture also.
Yes.
Women have a little meat on their bones. They're
right.
not on the thin side.
Right.
Well, if you ate all of the ethnic food that we ate growing up.
That's true. But, you know, the painter Raphael always painted women
nudes.
As very, yes, voluptuous
yes.
and heavier. And I think if life was fair, I would have been born in that time because I would have been yeah. a goddess. Men would be lining up to
like
pinch
that.
My flesh.
I like that.
I do too.
Vicky, what would you consider your red light food?
Anything sweet.
Oh.
When I was a little girl, my grandparents used to stop at a very incredible bakery and pick up whipped cream filled eclairs and bring them over. And I was just insatiable. I couldn't get enough. And I think they ruined me for life because I like anything sweet, anything chocolate, chocolate and coffee, chocolate and raspberry. You have me at semi-sweet chocolate pieces.
Ooh.
And I just love it. What are your foods of choice?
Well, I'm an Oreos person.
Mm.
I could eat a sleeve with a little milk and not think twice about it. And once I was eating them and I was looking after the third or the fourth, I said to myself, did I really taste it? Can you really taste it after so many? The answer is no, but that didn't stop me from eating it anyway.
Right, right.
Consequently, back and forth to the weight loss programs.
Right.
But
and that's exactly true because basically we should be able to eat anything we want, but relegate the bigger things to healthy things that don't really matter that much.
Well, I think we can eat what we want. We'll just be 400 pounds.
My issue has always been quantity. If it said a serving size was 3, I'd eat 6. And I agree with you. After a certain point, you don't really taste it. You're just shoveling it in.
You're just compulsive.
Exactly. And I could never figure out why I had such a need.
Correct.
To take the quantity and make it just ridiculous.
Well, look what happens on holidays.
Yes.
I mean, it's like a food orgy.
It is. And it's so much fun.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's wonderful.
It is, but
And delicious.
Yes, always.
And, you know, I don't really drink that much, so my thing is really sweets.
And most of our socializing now at our point in life is relegated around a meal or
always.
What restaurant. And, you know, people are not doing dinner parties anymore.
No.
Everybody is meeting out. And, of course, when you eat out, it makes it harder to follow a program. But, screw it.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not going
nobody
to be Miss America.
Nobody knows when our last day is. So we might as well enjoy
ourselves.
We might as well enjoy.
Have absolutely. I'll roll you out if you roll me out.
It's a deal.
Got it.
And we'll leave you with this.
Remember, age is mind over matter.
If
you don't mind, it doesn't matter.